the head down in a ball cap. Yep, yep, as long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train away back in the sticks. I swear, if she's in, that's where, yep, yep, that's where it's at. Yeah, that's where it's at.
Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's a nine, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With her ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Everybody, and welcome to High School Sports Action here on 105.5 FM WIRI, where we have the 40th annual Cranberry Classic coming your way, and we've got some really, really, really exciting games coming your way. As first off, we're going to be having the Port Edwards Blackhawks against the Nakusa Papermakers. Just here in about 6 minutes, and then after that we will be having the Assumption Royals taking on the defending Division 5 state champion, Columbus Dons. Good evening, everybody. My name is Mike Comer. I'll be bringing the action tonight through both games, and we will be taking a little bit of break in there as the teams get to warm up there for the second game, as we will be taking a look at this first one. This first one, no bad blood here, as you have about 3 miles separating the Port Edwards Blackhawks and the Nakusa Papermakers along the Wisconsin River as they get to extend their rivalry here in just a few moments. This game, it's maybe not going to be billed quite as highly as it was anticipated, at least by myself, as, man, you've got some very good talented athletes for Port Edwards out there, and you're going to have a bunch of them for Nakusa, but there's one glaring omission. Senior Nash Kretschmar from Nakusa, as he is unable to play tonight due to an injury, and he's going to miss the first about month of the season, as coach informed me, and that's very unfortunate, as just an excellent young man and an excellent family. So he'll hopefully be healthy here coming up soon, as we will keep plugging away at the winter sports season, as this is the first game of the season that Nakusa and Port Edwards are both playing. So with that, another part of this game for Port Edwards, on the other hand, is Brandon Beck, a senior, 4-year starter for the Papermakers. And, boy, I was really looking forward to seeing Kretschmar and Beck battle back and forth and back and forth and back and forth tonight. But, unfortunately, that has not happened due to Nash's injury. But it's going to be a big night either way for Beck, as he will be just 4 points away from his 1,000th career point. So this is going to be a big evening for him. I can see a large portion of the stands right behind the Port Edwards bench. They are here, full of the Beck family, ready to cheer him on. I saw a little bit of a banner here, as they will be celebrating in style when inevitably he hits his 4 points to break the 1,000-point threshold. So that's really exciting here. So what we're going to do is we're going to step out just for a moment, then we'll get looking into these matchups here, especially this first one here coming up just in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
It's that time of year again. Time to find that special gift for that special person in your life. Try finding that one-of-a-kind gift at the Love It Again Thrift Store. When you purchase items from the Love It Again Thrift Store, you are supporting the awesome programs that Love, Inc. brings to our community. So stop by the Love It Again Thrift Store on 12th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3, for that one-of-a-kind gift for that one-of-a-kind person in your life.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Little fat boy Troy Slim coming back with us as we get back to the Assumption High School Gymnasium. I'll tell you what, I am a part of that song title, but it's not the latter part of it. But either way, we're still a lot of fun to be here in the games and that we're going to have here coming up tonight. And if you can't make fun of yourself, well, man, what are you doing anyways? But go look at these individual matchups. We got Port Edwards coming in here, coming off of a 16-10 year where they finished 8-4 in the CWC South. They lost to Alma Center Lincoln in the regional semifinals, 73-49, and that was maybe not exactly where they wanted to finish, but they return a good, solid core this year, especially their two leading scorers. Beck, of course, as I mentioned earlier, that he is 4 points away from 1,000 in his career at 996. He is Port's leading scorer returning as he averaged 18 points per game and had 3 rebounds and 3 assists both per game. As Josh Tranel, another senior, he comes in with an average of 14.7 points per game, 5.3 rebounds, and 4.3 assists. Max Michaels, he's another senior that looks to factor into it as he comes in with a 3.8 point per game average from last year. Now, these teams, there is a bit of a rivalry here as they unfortunately did not play each other last year, but in the 22-23 school year, Port Edwards got a 72-54 win, and then in the 21-22 school year, they played twice, with Nakusa winning the first one 58-51 here at the Cranberry Classic, and then Port Edwards took away a 51-38 victory later on in the season. Nakusa, well, they finished 7-16 last year and 1-9 in the South Central Conference. They had a really good, strong start to the season, but after that, things just kind of tapered off for them, unfortunately, as they had quite the lengthy losing streak to end the regular season. They are led scoring back with a whole list of athletes, but the big glaring omission is Nash Kretschmar. He averaged 18.6 points per game and had a 5.1 rebound per game and a 3.3 assist per game last year. They do also welcome back Fran Vega, 6.5 points per game, along with Jordan Posh, 5.7, a great Gershmel. He was 4.4, as well as Braden Lochner, who was 3.0 points per game. So there will be a lot of familiar faces from the football teams, and there will be a lot of familiar faces from other sports coming into this game as they take each other on, as they are now beginning the team introductions. Starting for Nakusa, number one, Jordan Posh, followed by Anders Kolar, Braden Lochner, Greg Gershmal, and Fran Vega. They all are the starters for the Papermakers. It's Port Edwards. They are anchored by Brandon Beck, followed by Max Michaels, Josh Tranel, Eric Andresen, and then Sam Martinson. So got a good mix of, I believe that's 4 seniors and then 1 junior out there for the Blackhawks, as we are just moments away from tip-off of tonight's first boys division game. Head coach for the Papermakers, that is the Honorable Josh Colo, known him for quite a few years, and then of course Justin Beck for the Blackhawks. Justin Beck flanked along with Ben Martinson, longtime baseball coach at Port Edwards. So it's good to see them both out here as we are just about to underway to start the winter sports season for the Blackhawks and Papermakers. We got Vega and Beck for the tip, and we are underway. It is controlled by Nakusa. Nakusa wearing their home whites with navy blue and gray trim, blue Nakusa numerals, whereas Port Edwards, they're wearing their road black uniforms with orange trim, numbers, and letters. Nakusa, they are coming towards me as I am on the west end of the gymnasium. As ball gets down low, it's Posh, he was looking for somewhere to go with it. Now there's fight over the floor for it, and there is a first whistle and a jump ball, and that will be going towards the Blackhawks. So Blackhawks get their first look with the ball of the season. 17:33 left to go in the first half. No score between the Blackhawks and Papermakers. Inbound Michaels over to Beck as Beck races away from me to the far side, the east side of the gymnasium. As passed down to Tranel in the right corner, he cuts through the lane. He puts up a shot. It falls and a whistle. So we get the first points of the game. And it's an and one as there is a foul on the play. Oh, he rules off no basket. Excuse me, the one official motioned yes, basket. And then the other one says, no, no, not going to happen today. As we got a foul on Fran Vega. As inbounds pass goes out to Beck. Tranel throws up a three. No good. Rebounded by the Papermakers. Jordan Posh with it. Comes up the court. Watching out for Sam Martinson, who's trailing behind. Lochner or Andresen. I believe that was. No, that was Lochner. Excuse me. Lochner on the left side. Couldn't quite get a handle of it as the ball was poked out by Michaels. Ball stays away. The Papermakers. Still 17:07 left to go in the first half. No score between the teams. Inbound from Posh to Vega. Kolar. Kolar passed back out to Lochner. Lochner passed over to Gray Gershmel down low looking for Vega. That is stolen away. Beck with the ball racing down the court. Up off the glass. A little too strong. Pulled down by Gershmel. Gershmel passed up ahead. Lochner pass over to Kolar, but not before a whistle for a travel, and that's a turnover, another turnover for the Papermakers. Two turnovers so far for Nakusa as we still have no score. 16:44 to go as Port inbounds, Tranel to Beck. Beck being guarded by Lochner. Lochner, very tough defensive player as he forces a stop of the dribble, pass up to Tranel. Tranel on the right side, looks to go right, stops, goes left, pass up to Andresen, back over to Beck. Beck working to his right, looking to kind of open this up as the Nakusa defense is playing real strong man as Michaels with it, goes to his right, stop, picked up the dribble, hits Martinson in the back, ball is loose, picked up by Vega. Turnover for the Blackhawks. Lochner pass on over to Gershmel. Gershmel down low to Kolar. Kolar with it. And he cuts down along the baseline, tried to pass over to Vega, last touched by the Blackhawks. So Nakusa keeps possession, still no score. Just two ticks under 16 minutes left to go in this first half. Inbounds will be Lochner for Nakusa. The Papermakers look to break into the scoring. Lob pass up, Gershmel has it. He stops, pops a three, and it's a little too long. Pulled down by Andresen, handed up to Tranel. Tranel on the attack. 15:50 to go, no score yet. Crossover dribble there for Tranel. Passed Beck and over to Michaels in the left corner. He charges towards the paint, stops, kicks it back out. Tranel thought about a three, thought better of it, and he goes, and there's a foul call. That will be a whistle on Braden Lochner. Second foul of the game for Nakusa. Inbounds pass, Tranel to Michaels. Beck fires three, banks it home. He's 1 point away for 1,000 in his career as we have our first lead of the game. 3-0 Port Edwards with 15:20 to go in regulation. Posh has it, passed over to Gershmel. Gershmel look for someplace to go, and he travels, and that's another turnover for Nakusa as they have three by my count so far tonight. Inbounds pass will be Tranel. There they change that up. That's going to be Beck to Tranel as inbounds underway. Tranel with the ball. Goes to his left. Get over to Michaels. Left side shot. Three on the way. A little short. Rebound. Pulled down by Posh. Ball intercepted by Michaels. Another turnover for Nakusa. Stop. Kicks it over to Colby Grundini. Came in on a substitution. Tranel with the top of the key. Beck thought about it. Stop. Lost possession of the ball. Last touched by Nakusa. So the Blackhawks retain possession. 14:50 to go. Port Edwards 3-0 lead over Nakusa. Inbounds. Beck looking for someplace to go with it. Kicks it out to Michaels. Tranel, top of the key. Kick over to Beck. Thought about a three on the left side. Beck working to his right. Kick over to Michaels. Michaels, three on the way. And it's good. Another three-pointer for Port. And it's a 6-0 lead, Port. 14:30 to go in the first half. Ball was kicked out of bounds on Michaels. So Nakusa keeps possession. 14:31 left to go in the first half. 6-0 lead, Port Edwards. Is Gershmel inbounds over to Posh. Posh brings the ball past the timeline as there's a 2-3 zone being worked for by the Blackhawks. Gershmel with it. Kick over to Lochner, and that's bumped out of bounds by Beck, so ball stays away of the Papermakers. 14:17 to go. Another substitution in, and that is Finn Kretschmar as Vega gets a seat, gets a breather. Lochner inbounds to Posh. Posh takes it up towards the paint, stops, picks up the dribble, kicks it back out to Lochner. 3 on the way for Lochner, and it's good. First points of the game for Nakusa. As there's a pass down low, Michaels. 6-3 lead, 14 minutes to go. Michaels, bounce pass intended for Beck. Last touched by the Papermakers. And it is going to stay Port Edwards ball. 14 minutes left to go in this first half. Beck to inbound. Pass back in the backcourt to Tranel. As we continue this contest, Tranel stops, picks up the dribble. He kicks it over to Beck. Beck stops, picks up his dribble. Looks for somewhere to go. Michaels just about at the top of the key. Michaels passed over to Grundin. Grundin over to Tranel on the right side, the right wing. Cuts along the baseline. Gets the ball knocked away. He fights through the paint. Grundin with it back along the baseline. And he loses possession of it. Goes out of bounds. And Papermaker ball. As we approach the 13:30 mark with a 6-3 lead, Port Edwards over Nakusa. Team's kind of feeling things out to this point as Nakusa crosses the timeline with Posh. Posh picks up the dribble, kicks to Lochner. Lochner moves a little bit to his right. Posh on the right side, looks to pass low, passes it over to Kolar. Kolar to Kretschmar in the corner. Kolar gets stopped. Kretschmar, right corner, kicks across the way. Lochner stops, thought about three, thought better of it, stepped in. And a two for Lochner from about the free throw line, and we've got a 6-5 ball game. Port pushing the ball, about half-court pressure. Tranel kick to Beck in the corner, three bomb on the way, and it's good! There's your 1,000th career point for Brendan Beck, and there is your historic moment for the young man. So that's exciting to see for everybody involved. So there you have it. There's your moment. As we will be stopping the game here for a moment. And big announcement here on that three-point shot. That is 1,000 career points for Brendan Beck as he etches his name in Port Edwards history. So that's great. He gets to, they stop the game to give the game ball over to the bench, and that's something that he can cherish for forever here, as he's still got a whole season to go, folks. Who knows what all he's going to accomplish. And it's a 9-5 Port Edwards lead, 12:30 left in the game. Inbounds, Posh over to Lochner. Lochner on the left side, moving more towards center court. Pass to Gershmel. Gershmel down to Posh. In traffic, and that is poked away. Michaels with it. As Michaels leads the Blackhawks back the other way, where there's a little bit of pressure being applied by Fran Vega. Gershmel loses footing. Then a big block there by Lochner on a Grundin shot. But there was a travel, a little bit of a travel there. Shuffle of the feet by Aiden Domke to turn the ball back over to Port Edwards. 12:07 left to go in the contest, or in the first half, I should say, as Port holds a 9-5 lead over the Papermakers. Over across the timeline is Posh, passed over to Gershmel. Lochner back to Posh on the left side. Posh gets it down low to Vega, right about the free throw line, thought about the shot, moved through the defense, lays it up, and drops it in. So another 2 points there, first points of the night for Vega, and we've got a 9-7 ball game with 11.5 to go before halftime. Michaels on the left side passes to Andresen down low. Ball's tipped, intercepted. Another turnover for Port Edwards. That's their fourth as Gershmel was in the way. Ms. Pash takes it, stops just inside the free throw line. No good. Laid up short. Pass from Vega over to Kretschmar. Kretschmar dives towards the basket, and there's a foul called. And that foul will be coming up, I believe, on Eric Andresen, which should be his first. Port second. Both teams sitting with two fouls as Kretschmar is going to be shooting a two free throw attempt. His first shot, a little bit strong, bounced once off the back iron, straight up, bounced off the back iron again and off the rim. So he did not convert on that first one. He's got another opportunity to make it a one-point game as Port Edwards leads currently 9-7 with 11:15 to go. Second shot up, a little strong again. There's a whistle stoppage as there is a foul coming up. I believe that's on Vega again. So neither free throw counts, and that's two quick fouls on Vega. That's something that the papermakers more than likely want. But either way, ball comes away up Port Edwards. Tranel inbounds to Michaels. Michaels back to Tranel. There's a little bit of man pressure, a little 2-3 trapping zone tried to be done by the Blackhawks. And this big centering pass right up underneath the basket to Sam Martins. He can't quite come up with it. Vega on the board, or on the deflection. Nakusa back on the attack. Just under 11 minutes to go. 9-7 lead for the Blackhawks over Nakusa. 40th annual Cranberry Classic as Tranel knocks the ball away. Beck with it. He's got a couple numbers with him as he thought about going one way, stop, pull back out. Domke with it. Pass back outside to Tranel. Tranel thought three, but then he went with it. And when he went with it, he shuffled the feet. So there's a turnover there. Fifth one for Port. As we still have a 9-7 lead, Port Edwards over Nakusa with about 10.5 to go in this first half of action. Again, after this contest, we're going to take just a quick little breather, and we will be back with the nightcap, the final game of a very exciting day one of the Cranberry Classic, with the Assumption Royals taking on the Columbus Catholic Dons. Defending state champs in D5, whole new look for the Dons this year. There's a lot of familiar faces with the Royals, but before we get there, we got to finish this one out as Kolar throws up a two from the corner, no one home. Vega, however, gets aboard, and he spins around in the paint, and he gets a shot to fall. So we're at a 9-9 ball game here. 10 minutes to go in this first half. Three on the way by Beck, and you can count that. Three big threes here in the first half for Beck. Is Port, right when they saw that lead go away, they got it back, and it's a 12-9 ball game. 9:45 to go before the intermission. There's turnover by Nakusa. Other way, Aiden Domke with it, and in his way of zipping through the defense, he carries the ball, so there is another turnover for Port. Both teams, five turnovers by my count, far from official. Well, that's the best I can do for you, as it's Randy Paul. He's not with me tonight. He's taking a little bit of vacation as family in town, getting to enjoy his Thanksgiving. Of course, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope it was a good one. Shot from the left side. That's Posh. Three bomb on the way. No good. And that was a rebound by Beck. And unfortunately, he falls out of bounds, so the ball stays away of Nakusa. Again, I hope everybody had a very happy Thanksgiving. I know I did. Got to enjoy it amongst about 79,000 people at Lambeau Field. His inbounds pass, alley-oop to Kolar, and we have a one-point a game as it is a 12-11 game. Inbound alley-oop, excellent play, excellent vision by the papermakers, and we have quite the contested ball game. Beck with the ball, stops, kicks it back out to Tranel, hits Dumke in the corner, and he hits the three. And Port, they grow that lead yet again, 15-11. Port, 9 minutes to go. This first half, very exciting first half so far. And there's another two for Vega as he works his way down to the paint. Points are really coming quickly now after a little bit of slow start on both sides, working out the kinks to a new season. And Beck with the ball, picks up his dribble, gets it over to Martinson. Martinson pass to the corner to Domke. And there's a little bit of collision there between Aiden and Jordan Posh. And there's a whistle, and that's going to be more than likely going against Posh. I would be surprised if it isn't. As we got a stoppage here, and that was a foul on Posh. Andreessen inbounds to Tranel. Tranel quickly gets into the lane. Underhanded layup, and it falls. Kind of a circus shot, and it goes. So there's first points of the night for Tranel, and it's a 17-13 ball game. A quick turnover there. Beck picked the pocket. Beck, no look pass to Grundin, off the glass. No good. Andreessen with it. Back off the glass. No good. Ball still loose, and there's a little bit of scrum for it, and it's picked up by Lochner. Nakusa survives that. 8 minutes left to go. 17-13 Port lead. Gray Gershmel, he thought about three, went to cut through the lane, and there is a whistle. I believe that will be coming up on Colby. Grundin. Grundin, excuse me. Put an extra E in there. My apologies to the young man. Well, that. Back underway is Michaels giving a little bit of pressure to Lochner. Now there's a 2-3 corner on the Gonkolar. Pass back out to Gershmel. Gershmel hits a three, his first points, and we've got a 17-16 Port lead. 7:40 to go left in the first half. Michaels has it, stops. Pass back out the way to Beck. Beck standing top of the key, thought about a three, pulled it down, stepped inside, shot. Fired, a little too strong off the back iron, pulled down by Lochner. 7:20 to go in this first half, 17-16, Nakusa lead. Pass to the corner, Kolar stops, lays it up, rattles out. I don't know how that didn't go through, but Tranel on the board, comes away, cuts through the lane, stops, kicks it out to Beck, but we had a whistle in there. As I believe there is a foul call. My estimation would be against Nakusa, and it is Anders Kolar. Whistled for the foul. Fifth on Nakusa in the first half, so they're getting close to putting Port in the bonus. Inbounds pass. Beck to Grundin. Tranel back to Beck in the corner, and he hits another three. Big shooting by the big senior as we got a 20-16 Port advantage. 6:50 to go in this first half of action between the Papermakers and Blackhawks. Gershmel stops, kicks it back out to Finn Kretschmar. Finn looked around, thought about a three, kicked it back out. Posh to Lochner. Lochner in the paint. He gets hit on the body as he goes up towards the shot, and there is another whistle. And this time it is a foul on Grundin. That will be the fourth, I believe, on the Blackhawks is Lochner to the line for two. And first one just touched too strong. Hits back iron, bounces back out. So missed opportunity on that first one. Port still holding a 20-16 lead. 6.5 to go in the first half. Exciting action. Historic action. Second shot, still a little strong. Rebounded by Tranel. And the whistle as it was poked out of bounds by Anders Kolar. Port retains ball. Josh Tranel right below me as he looks for someplace to go. Tough full court defense being played by Nakusa as they start to back out of it. Tranel being guarded by Kolar, and there's going to be a whistle. There's a touching foul there by Kolar. And there is the second foul to Kolar. Is 6.5 to go, 20-16, Papermaker lead, Blackhawk lead. And there is a timeout call by Nakusa, 32nd. We'll take one too, Seth. Keep listening here at 105.5 WIRI.
Temperatures are falling, and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your team get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
Six and a half to go in this first half of the first boys game of the 40th annual Cranberry Classic here at Assumption High School, and we've got a nice one. Port Edwards holding a 20-16 lead over Nakusa. Again, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And for all the deer hunters out there, hope you haven't gotten your deer yet. Wish you the best of luck in the final few days. Be safe out there. That's most important because it's going to be nasty cold. So for those of you who got it, congratulations. Turnover there by Port Edwards. And there's a quick foul the other way. Not intentional. That was just big bodies moving quickly and having to come to a stop quickly as Andresen getting whistled for the foul. Out goes Grunden and Andresen. Back in goes Aiden Domke and Sam Martinson. Andresen with a second foul. Port sitting pretty at 5, Nakusa with 6. So it's not like either team's really in any trouble right now, but Nakusa ball. Lochner under the basket. Lob pass into Gershmel. Over to Posh in the right or in the left corner. Gershmel back going over. We have that to a new papermaker who snuck in on me. As just get that figured out real quick. Adam Alameda. So quick write that down. Alameda was going to receive that pass. It was tipped out of bounds by the Blackhawks. So 5:54 to go in this first half. Still 20-16 Port lead over Nakusa. Posh with that on the right side. Thought about a three. Went. Tried to get into the paint. Kicked it back out. Alameda three on the left side. A little long. Pulled down by Gershmel. Gershmel, he went up there and thought there was a little bit of contact. No whistle. Letting him play. Ball was loose. And we have a jump ball. That was very close. That could have gone either way. But I'll listen to those referees in there. They're a few feet closer than I am. Good call, I will say that. Kusa keeps the ball. Alameda. Adam Alameda, that is. Inbounds to Posh. He kicks it back out. Intended for Lochner. And that's a turnover by the Papermakers. Picked up by Domke. Aiden Domke, pass over to Beck, over to Tranel for three. And you can count that on the right side. Another three, and we've got a 23-16 Port lead, 5:15 to go as we tick down towards halftime. Almost didn't see the shot as got the excitement from Assumption coach Josh Paltz right in front of me. He's really getting into the season, really excited about it. I know he's looking forward to the Really looking forward to the game against the Dons here in a little bit. I wasn't going to say I was distracted by the light shining off the top of his head because that would be very rude. And he's laughing either way because he knows it's true as well. So it's all fun here at Assumption High School. Nakusa, they get the inbounds here. Posh, he goes towards the paint, and we got a whistle. I don't know if I'm ever going to get an interview from him again after that choke, but he knows it's all out of love. And it's about like a cup, I think it was last year when Assumption played Pacelli in about 14 overtimes, it seemed like. I made a few Vikings jokes at the expense of the assistant coach, Greg Grundhofer. So that was fun, too. And he's still laughing about that. Stakusa inbounds the ball. Lochner over to Kretschmar. Lob pass to Vega. Can't handle it. Falls out of bounds. And there's your another turnover. Eighth of the game for Nakusa. Port Edwards ball. 4:40 left to go. Here in the first half. 23-16 lead. As instructions being given from the official to Beck. As Beck inbounds it to Tranel. No pressure for Nakusa. A little bit of change of pace. As we move right along here in this first half, real exciting one, historic as well. As Michael's ball on the left corner kicks back out to Beck. Beck surveying the defense. taking his time, letting the clock run just a little bit. Takes a couple steps in. He's waiting for the defense to figure out what kind of situation they're in. There's a 2-3 trap in the far corner as there is a whistle. And there is, I believe, a 30-second timeout being called by Port Edwards, and we'll take one, too. Keep listening here at 105.5 WIRI.
It's the Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks.
Buddy.
Don't miss these limited-time deals. The Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and cold with lows close to 10. And a little more sunshine as we look here into your Saturday afternoon. Highs into the low 20s. And mostly sunny for Sunday. High temps warm up into the mid-20s. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
.414 to go before halftime. As we have 23-16 lead for Port Edwards over Nakusa. Ball inbounded by Michaels over to Tranel in the backcourt, who passes back up to Beck. Tranel fires a three, and just a little bit off the mark, rebounded by Aiden Domke, kicks the ball back over to Beck. As Port, they reset their offense. Tranel with a cuts through lane, kick out to Michaels on the left side, three on the way. Oh, a little bit short, ball still bouncing loose, and Fran Vega comes away with it for Nakusa. Posh on the attack for the Papermakers. Ball's poked out of bounds by Tranel, and it will stay the way of the Papermakers. 3:45 to go in this first half of the 40th annual Cranberry Classic. Even the year of the COVID, they had it. They just broke it up a couple different times, which is fortunate they were able to do that. You know, that virus kind of ruined things for everybody at that point in time, but they were still able to play it and keep the tradition alive as Nakusa inbounds the ball. Vega from about the free throw line, a little short off the front of the iron. Rebounded by Sam Martinson. Port now with it on their end of the court. 3:20 to go in this first half. Beck on the right side. Thought about going to the corner to Domke. Thought better of it. Then back out to Tranel, who's on the left side. Pass down to Michaels in the left corner. Back to Tranel. Tranel taking it in. Stops. Pass back down low to Martinson. Martinson kicks it out. Big three on the way by Beck. A little short this time. Lands right in the hands of Finn Kretschmar. And we're back to the Papermakers on offense. Under 3 minutes to go, 23-16. Port Edwards lead. Greg Gershmel hits Lochner in the right corner. Vega, free throw line, stops. And he gets a partial block by Tranel, but they're going to call a little bit of contact there on Tranel. And that will be sending Vega to the line for two. Vega, so far, 6 points. Doing a good job for Nakusa in the paint. First one on the way. Look good from here, but rims on out. So misses the first, the front end of a two-shot foul. Well, substitutions come back in. Grundin and Andresen both back in. And then Kolar coming in for Posh for the Papermakers. Got a pretty packed house so far, so, I mean, if you want to come down and watch this in person, come on down. Great, great for the community, all these local schools. Is free throw is no good. That's pulled down by Gershmel. And he gets fouled, so he's going to be going to the line for two as well. He said it was a shooting foul, and it is. It's actually a 1-1, judging by the foul situation. And that is second foul for Grundin with Gershmel going to the line. No free throw attempts so far tonight. He does have 3 points. And first one's up, and it rattles home. So he's up to 4 points, a 23-17 ball game. Shot on the way, no good. Rebounded by Kolar, out to Vega. Vega to Gershmel in the corner. A little long, pulled down by Tranel. 23-17 ball game. Just about 2.5 to go before halftime. Pass down low to Andreessen. Andreessen kicks it out to Tranel. Tranel cross court. Got a little deflected there, but still pulled in by Beck. Beck on the right side stops. Pass over to Tranel. Back to Beck. Beck look for somewhere to go with it. Nakusa playing a man to a 2-3. Pop, both free throw line, and that is a two-pointer for Josh Tranel. We just go under 2 minutes to go in first half play. 25-17, Port Edwards over Nakusa. Lochner over to Gershmel. Kolar down to Vega. Vega, nice soft touch. No rim, no backboard, and through. We've got a 25-19 ball game in favor of Port Edwards, 1:30 to go in the first half. Tranel with it on the right side. Nakusa slowly trying to trap. Three bomb on the way by Beck. That's going to be a little short. Rebound by Grundin. Back to Beck. Tranel, Beck, ball free throw line. He puts it up a little short again. Gets his own rebound. Beck with it. Getting harassed. Down low to Domke. Domke with two. 5 points for Aiden Domke, as we've now got a 27-19 ball game. Port Edwards, and 1 minute left to go. Kolar with the shot, just a little long off the part of the iron, pulled down by Port, poked out of bounds by Lochner, so we got stoppage of play. 53.5 seconds to go in the first half, 27-19. Coming up here just in the last few moments of this first half, as a couple substitutions go in. Out goes Gershmel. Lock and got Kretschmeyer. You see Kretschmeyer, Posh, Vega, Kolar, and Lochner all out there for the Papermakers. Ball kicked way out of bounds. Almost looked like one of those McManus kicks from the Packer game last night. That was going a long ways. And it didn't hit a crossbar like a Bear kicker or a Vikings kicker. That was going to be good. But inbounds, Port, back to Tranel. Tranel back to back. Down in the quarter is Aiden Domke. Back to back is 35 seconds to go. Tranel to the corner with Domke back to back. Port just looking for one shot, I would assume, here, as we're under 30 seconds to go. Domke spins. He puts up a three. That's a little bit long. Ball's being fought over, and it's pulled down by Vega. Vega up to Lochner. Lochner, he's getting some speed, walks through the lane, and no basket. A whistle prior to the shot, and that will be on, I believe, Andreessen. That is his third of this first half, so not a good situation for the Port Edwards senior, as he's going to be taking a seat for obviously the rest of the half and probably bit of the second, as Lochner's to the line for a one-on-one. Shot up. Count it. And it's a seven-point ball game here with 13.8 seconds to go in the opening half of this game between the Blackhawks and the Papermakers. Second shot is up. Count it. And it's a six-point lead with Port with the ball. Tranel. Pass over to Beck on the left side. We got 8.7 seconds. Now down to seven. Three bomb on the way by Domke. Airballed it. And it goes out of bounds. The stoppage of play. 2.6 seconds left to go. And it is the Papermakers with the last chance here in the first half. Everybody playing back has the inbounds from Posh to Lochner. About half court heave. And that is long. No good. And that is your first half of action between Port Edwards and Nakusa in boys basketball action, where it's a 27-21 advantage for the Blackhawks. Going to do a little bit of paperwork here for a little bit. Got about 10 minutes before the start of the second half. So going to do some of my work. Let's do a couple tunes as Seth Habiger back in the studio works his magic. And we'll be back here for the exciting conclusion of this one here in a little bit here on 105.5 WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and cold with lows close to 10. And a little more sunshine as we look here into your Saturday afternoon. Highs into the low 20s. And mostly sunny for Sunday. High temps warm up into the mid 20s. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Happy holidays from 105.5 WIRI.
Spirits up, we're here tonight, that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, it only comes Christmas time, simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. They practiced all year long. The choir of children sing their song. They practiced all. Christmas time, simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till He appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a divine all night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night, oh,
to go before the start of the second half of the first game of the 40th annual Cranberry Classic in the boys' division of play. And we've got a very entertaining one on our hands as Port Edwards, they hold a 27-21 lead over the Nakusa Papermakers. Nakusa, 21 points, as I said, they are led by Fran Vega with 8 points, followed by Braden Lochter with 7. Greg Urschmel, he added in 4, and as he has 2, as Nakusa, by my count, has 8 turnovers to their credit. Port Edwards, pretty historic night. As pretty quickly into the game, Brendan Beck, he hit his 1,000th career point as he leads Port Edwards with 12 points, followed by Josh Tranel with 7. Aiden Domke, he's got 5, followed by Max Michaels with 3, and just have 6 turnovers to their credit, according to my statistics. Far from official, and we are underway in the second half, and it was kicked out of bounds, I believe, by the Blackhawks as Nakusa. They retain possession. Braden Lochner inbounds it. Posh to Gershmel. Gershmel looking for someplace to go with the ball. Back over to Posh. He stops, goes to his right, back to his left. Ball kicked over to the corner. Gershmel has it up against Michaels. Lochner up against Michaels as well. Kick back down to Gershmel in the corner. Tranel tries to defend against it. up in the paint. There goes Gershwin. He gets his own rebound. Pass back out to Fran Vega. Posh, three bomb on the way, top of the key, off the mark. Rebound by Eric Andreessen, and Ports in business for the first time this half. Josh Tranel, he's getting guarded up against Anders Kolar, and there is a turnover for Port as he's being whistled for a carry. And Port back with the ball. First turnover of the second half for the Blackhawks. Still leading, of course, 27-21, 17-20 left to go in the regulation. Lochner inbounds to Posh. Posh, pass over to the corner. Gershmel thought about a three.